Dating back to the 4th century, this scrap of marble depicts a dolphin. The dolphin has somewhat prehistoric features and almost looks as if it is smiling at the viewer. Following the gentle curve of its mouth, the dolphin itself almost swims through the piece, capturing perfectly the true essence of a dolphin. Originating from the Greek root ichthys, meaning fish, the dolphin was used as an acrostic in Byzantine art for Jesus Christ, Son of God, Savior. Following the Christian theme, a Cairo symbol, as well as the Alpha and Omega symbols, can be found carved into the bottom center of the slab. Alpha and Omega are the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet, symbolizing the Lord's everlasting power, while the Cairo symbol is the two initials of Christ's name combined into a design. The Cairo was said to have been seen in a vision by Constantine, the emperor of Rome. Constantine was the first Christian emperor Rome had ever seen, and his reign marked the beginning of new religious artwork such as this. This piece, not unlike many others of the period, was carved meticulously into white marble, but where the rest of the work has gone, no one knows. As indicated by the rough edges and irregular shape of the slab, this is only a portion of a larger work, and with the artist unknown, it is difficult to interpret the full significance of the dolphin. However, a small clue to this mystery can be found in the upper right of the picture. Just behind the dolphin's first fin lays what appears to be a hook, or is it an anchor, carved there to symbolize the Lord's salvation. Aside from the knowledge held by the archives of the Spencer Museum, history has left that clue for the viewer to decipher. I'm Caroline King with another Bulldog Podcast.